Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We take a short moment for any causes. While we wait for John Oliver, who's driving a school bus, he's on his way here, I'd like to recognize we have some guests here tonight and that would like to, they want to, people, just because you're not speaking, you can introduce yourself if you'd like, if you're a guest. Like
Dr. Nate, President, SDA.
Hi, I'm Anthony Carman. I teach electronics and computer information systems.
Pastor Roland Biffman.
Missed one.
I'm here for a class. My
name's
Hope James.
Yes, Terry.
Could you have her
blocking
the
camera?
Oh, yeah. Now you're on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tammy Morley, I teach history.
Sandy Probush, social studies.
Priscilla Esham, I teach special education, social studies, and Widener, and I'm lead mentor for our new teacher program.
Great.
I'm Mark Abbott, I teach social studies.
Hi, Katie Heller, I teach geometry and SAT prep, and I'm also the vice president of the SDEA Union.
Fantastic. We have two that have said they want to talk, and I'm going to be honest, there's one of them I can't understand the writing. So they must.
You have 5 minutes.
I just want to touch base that we're going to have negotiations starting Wednesday. Our negotiation team has been very diligent, doing a lot of work, trying to find just a way to make it as smooth as possible to, you know, better our school, continue to make it better, but at the same time providing, you know, fairness for all. Really, it's important to us. Didn't know if you had any questions to us tonight before we go into it. Be happy to answer, and I can use the time to do that right now. If not, I'll just pass it over to Katie if she has anything she wants to add.
No, I'm good.
Who's going to be at the table with us Wednesday? Have you finalized this?
It'll be John and John.
Okay. Will anybody from the board be there?
No, unfortunately, I will not be able to attend.
Okay.
Time is negotiations.
All day, 8 o'clock until the end of the school day.
I can't.
No, I didn't have anything to add. Mark said it so perfectly. I don't have anything to add to that.
Rolling right along. Hope they do quickly. Wednesday we're seeing it's more going to be a language day. We're going to sit down. We're just going to see where we're at, where we can clean up things on our previous contract, maybe make some tweaks here and there. We need to also communicate back to the teachers, make sure we're doing our job with that. And then the second and third day, we'll be finishing it up, maybe bring up some financials down the road, just to see where we're at.
Great. We have some other folks that joined us. This gentleman right here with the Notre Dame shirt on. Introduce yourself.
My name is Khalil Bowden. I'm a high school student that goes to Sussex State.
I'm Sunday
Mifflin.
I'm Elshadai Mifflin. I'm on there. He attends, and I attend here as well. He currently attends.
Okay.
I'm also
not this way. Welcome. What we're going to do now is go through our superintendent's report. So the first would be Mike.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm just going to stand here if it's okay. Good evening, everybody. Happy to be here tonight on this crisp October day. Talk a little bit about adult extended learning, and I'll be brief because I know you have a busy agenda tonight. First, just to update you on our enrollments. Through October, we stand at 1,413 folks that we've served or continue to serve in the county. regarding our health professions programs. Our certified nursing assistant programs are continuing. We started a new series of health professions programs just last week, and they'll be running through the winter. Among those are medical assistant and medical office assistant. So we're running both of those. Excuse me. With regard to apprenticeship and trade extension, our apprenticeship programs are underway. Mr. Danner, who runs those programs, has also been working very diligently to get our grant applications into the Department of Education. We're hopefully optimistic that we'll be able to get some Perkins funding through that program to continue to support our programs and initiatives. So we'll anxiously await word from DOE on that. James H. Groves High School programs are underway. Mr. Cooper, I know you always like to know, we already have two graduates for the class of 2018.
Wow.
So Mrs. Eklund's doing a phenomenal job with that, and we'll continue to build those numbers between now and June of next year. Other than that, I guess the last thing, and I'm always happy to see some of my Widener instructors over here who do a phenomenal job. Those programs are underway for the fall. And we'll be winding down soon, and we will be gearing up for the spring semester courses. Our enrollments are strong in those programs as well, and the guidance office is working to get all of our registrations together. We'll be sending those up to Widener probably within a week and a half or so that we can get all those folks who do our online programs into the database over the holidays, so they're ready to go come January. And then I know our teachers who are here on staff are already ready to go. So that's my report, unless anyone has any questions. Okay, thank you all very much.
John. Good evening, everyone. A couple quick things. Board, just one, I'm not gonna read everything, but the next 2 weeks will be very busy for us at the high school, starting with tonight with advisory night. Then tomorrow night we have a powder puff and bonfire and homecoming festivities pretty much all week. That's why you see Miss Hiller dressed this way, a lot of students dressed up, and each day there's a different theme. So just kind of let you know about that. Also, we have a lot of things going on as far as FAFSA nights coming up, college nights coming up, college visits coming up, so just a busy time from now until maybe midway of November, just giving you guys a heads up. In relation to some specific points of interest, we have 3 foreign exchange students, one from Italy, one from Spain, one from China. Emerald Liu's from China, she's a 9th grader. We have Mirella Mel, who's an 11th grader from Italy. And we have Natalia Sorrento, she's an 11th grader from Spain. Kind of look forward to getting and talking with those folks, try to eat lunch with them when they first get here and before they leave, just to kind of find out if we're doing better or worse or whatever that they experienced at their home schools in their home countries. We have Ms. Gerke did it again, been counting 4 years in a row. She's had some type of student win a poster or t-shirt or pin contest. We have our student here, Hannah LaRusso. She won a poster contest for basically school bus safety. So again, I think we won the same contest last year, different students. So very proud of Ms. Gerke as well as Hannah. I'll be having our principal for the day. Every year we participate, Sussex Tech High School District participates in principal for a day. I'll have the gentleman down next week. His name is Mr. Ken Anderson. And he works for the Delaware State Division of Small Business and Development and Tourism. Very excited about that. A couple of things that you may hear about. This is more of a point of information. Mr. Carlos Villa, he's our homeless liaison, so he goes to all the different state meetings about homeless students, so forth and so on. So coming down from the state of with DOE, they want each school to do a questionnaire of all of their students to find out their home status, because a lot of times they're not sure if we know if all homeless students are registered. So they've just asked us to give them a questionnaire, kind of brought a copy here in case you want to read the verbiage. But basically we're asking about their status. It even goes into instructional needs, things like that. But the main reason for the questionnaire is to find out their residency status to make sure students who should be registered are registered. That's pretty much it at the high school. There's a lot going on. I did it quickly, but you have any questions. I'll tell you what. I'll share. This is kind of a personal story. I have a cousin that lives in Dover, and I was went to Del State homecoming, being a Delaware State alum. Went to the homecoming on Saturday, and he knows I'm the principal of Sussex Tech. Family's very proud of that. So he said, "Hey, cuz, I got to tell you something. I'm like, what's up? He said, "Listen, man, all those bands were born." He said, "When Sussex Tech came down, I caught eyes with the director." I said, or he said, "The guy there, I caught eyes with the director." I said, "Man, you got to give us something. He said, "That man stopped that band in two steps, put his hand in the air. When his hand hit the floor, they started hollering, 'Get your knees up.'" He said, "Had people up and down the street kicking their knees up." He said, "They really brought the funk." He said, "It made people party. They made people party." He said, "People were partying for 2 miles because they had about 2 miles left." And I talked to Mr. Kenny today. Mr. Kenny said, "I remember that guy because he looked at me like this, like, what's going on?" And he said, "The band usually gets a little tired halfway through." He said, "So he did that, and whatever they did," he said, "bro," he said, "they were the best band by far as getting everybody going." He said, "It was even better than Del State, and there was their parade." So there's your story about the band. And I commend the band. I commend the band for this. I mean, because knowing the late nights and early mornings, how they catch up with you. The band stayed for the entire football game Friday night and got right back up and was back here, I think, 6 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, in the rain, to go back to go to Del State and do almost a 5-mile parade. So I commend the parents. Maybe the Krispy Kreme's helped out. Okay. But I commend the parents, the students, as well as Mr. Kenny and Ms. Batten for doing that. They didn't have to stay the whole game. They did. They stayed the whole game to root our players on, root our fans on, got right back up the next morning and did an outstanding job at Del State.
They love it.
So there's your band story. Good
job. Thank you. And we have a large number of freshmen.
We do. Especially in percussion. Dover was a little upset that we didn't want to battle. So it's okay. It was Tommy Grove.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Again, try to keep it short, but to build off what Dr. Demby said, every year since I've been here, one of Mrs. Gerke's students has won at the state level for the school bus safety poster, and I believe all but one year won the national as well. So her students have always, they just weren't aware of the opportunity before that, but so they do well every year. I did give everyone just a copy of the oversight committee. We did meet for buildings and grounds. We met at the beginning of this month. I had opening conversations and just looking at some of the main priorities and everything. We can definitely go over those at a later time. Just trying to keep everything moving this evening, but obviously any questions, please let me know. I think it's a very good time to look at all that and see where we are going from here. One thing that is on the agenda is the purchase order for Fern and Clendaniel for the guidance of Mr. Cooper moving forward with the bleacher replacement project. We have a meeting with Fern and Clendaniel Monday to go over the actual specs for the bleacher replacement so that we can move into the RFP process properly. So again, that purchase order has gone through the system. So whenever we are in full session, just need an approval, a definite approval on that. And then the last thing, speaking of the approvals, I did just receive a memorandum from Ms. Warrington that, and we can get copies for everyone. It was a memorandum for all department and school fiscal officers. Essentially, the first two bullets state that OMB has taken themselves out of the approval process for all purchase orders over $10,000. So they will no longer be in that accountable status for any purchase orders that go through the school financial system. Anything greater than $10,000 will not go through there, as well as through for any 300 fund transactions. So that's just a point of information. Went out statewide as part of the new FSF system, which secretaries and all financial officers are trying to work through. They just upgraded last week the FSF system. It's, with anything else, it's kind of a bear. It doesn't appear that end users were really consulted when they went. went through this change. So they're working through that now. Other than that, trying to do what we do and keep moving forward. And any questions?
Is this in priority order or like
for? Yes, for the most part it is. There are a couple that can slide up or down. We did try to start with the most life safety type items first, and then move down toward just some random things. That is not an all-inclusive list, but some of the more glaring things that do stick out, things that we've mostly talked about, doors for security and safety and security, the roofs, the brick facade on the building that's in need of things. So depending on perspective and things like that, those priorities can shift.
Support service, I have nothing to report at this time.
I need to sit at the table because I hate to think I drop any of these hundreds of pages. So we have the financial reports as of August 31, 2017. First document relates to collections to date. You can see for the month of August, 0.29% was received for a total of $23,290. Are there any questions on collections? Shall we go to the discretionary operating revenue budget for August 31, 2017? You did have in your packet information relating to the September 30th unit count. Okay, so we came in at 91.45, which is a reduction of 6.67 Division 1 units from the prior year and 7.94. Now, I bring that to your attention because we're all well aware of the $26 million reduction that all school districts and charter schools have to participate with this year as far as what they're considering a give back, okay? So that would impact what is considered Division II all other costs and vocational, okay? So within the next 3 weeks, we should receive what our new reduction allocation is, okay? Based on the September 30th, 2016, it would have been a $255,000 reduction. But based on current year, it should be closer to 220. We'll know better once we get the final allocation from OMB, but they have to wait. It's contingent upon the final confirmation from DOE on the units, okay? So that being said, there will be adjustment to Division II, all other, and vocational. So as of the end of August, we've receipts to date are 12.6% to include state, local, athletics, indirect costs. Are there any questions on receipts? Next, we have the cost center reports as of August 31, 2017. And as requested, you do have in your packet additional detail based on budgeted items. You can also see a breakout of actual expenditures to date as well as encumbrances to date, because in some instances, it may appear to be a little skewed based on, like we look at the high school, 40.3%. But some of the 269 is encumbered and some of it is expended. So if you went back to the high school detail, you would see details in that area. Okay, I would also like to point out that if we look at the locally funded construction item, that's an item that based on the projects that were finalized from last year, materials received, we still had to pay for the materials, even though the project didn't move forward. So we're going to have to budget a small amount there to accommodate that construction expenditure for materials. Are there any specific questions relating to financial reports, the call center reports? The next document we have relates to the local fund report. Again, there was a 6.5 cent reduction from 17 to 18. This reflects total property taxes of $50,979 received to date. Okay. Now, this picture also points out that also to date, expenditures out of your current expense account, appropriation $98,000, was almost $1.2 million. Okay. So this further confirms that had you not continued any funds, okay, you would be $1.1 million short, or you could look at it, let's just look at the salaries, which is $355 in the OECs, $166, so a little over $500,000. Had you only received $50,979 to date with no continuing funds, salaries would not have been paid. One item is you don't receive enough equalization funds to get you through October. Another, it's a statement, it's another area that we also use for salaries. But this picture, again, further points out the need to continue funds into the next year to get you to the big receipts at the end of October. Okay? So you can also see when we began the year, $7.1 million, and the current fund balance is $5.9, almost $6 million. Are there any questions relating to the local funds? Okay, you have all of this detail based on the budget. Any questions there? Have we totally papered you to death? You have all the activity for the month. Are there any questions on any specifics there?
We asked for it, you gave it to us. So.
Okay.
I like it.
This is good, okay. It's wonderful. And like I said and continue to say, if there's anything along the way that you need some additional detail, I know Mr. Cooper expressed that he receives the information relating to the P card, the credit card for the district. And but if there's any additional detail that will help you further understand these reports, please let us know. Okay? Let me see. In your packet, I guess you also have, unless we need to approve the financial reports.
We can do it. We're waiting for John.
Okay. All right. So are there any questions relating to UNICAP? It kind of like, again, supports your loss of students from the prior year. The impact to the $26 million reduction, which... once that reduction plan is pulled together, it will come most likely to the December meeting so you can further ask questions before it goes to the department as final. Actually, Department OMB and Controller General's office. Okay. Any questions? It seemed like I had some pieces of paper. Did I miss any papers within your report? I think the last was really the UNICAP information. If not, I will vacate Mr. Tolliver's seat. And let you get back to the rest of the meeting.
Well, as Mr. Cooper was saying, Mr. Oliver's running a little late with the bus route here, so he'll be here hopefully in the next few minutes. Obviously, you know, with the limited number of board members present, it means that we have to wait on certain approvals of this, that, and the other that are on the agenda itself before we have a full quorum present here. I will go back, and I said I didn't have anything, but I can touch on one or two things from support services here. So bear with me on this. Just board members, you should be aware that, as I mentioned at the last board meeting, all federal grant monies have been loaded, and some of the specific expenditures from those grant monies, the federal grant monies that were loaded, are dual enrollment courses. Okay, the Dell Tech stuff and the Widener stuff is in full swing. Everything's going well there. We've taken care of, satisfied current invoices from those both of those institutions out of those federal grants. So. That's moving along. And one thing I wanted to add with respect to Dell Tech, we are in conversations with them right now trying to get the approval of
our dental space that we have here. I'm in the final stages of working out an agreement with them to bring Delaware Tech's dental hygienist program over here, dental hygienist assistant program over here, to use our space after hours, because they don't have a facility down here in the area where they could deliver their program, their pathway. And we're working together so that if they come over here and use our facility, okay, it will not be a drain on our resources. The agreement that we drafted makes them responsible for materials and costs associated with that space. But the flip side of that that helps us out, even though they're using our space to train and teach their students, we're in communication trying to get a benefit for us here too, because some of the materials, supplies, instruments that they would use to deliver their program, we could get an ancillary benefit from that as well. So we're working out the final pieces of that agreement. There's a band playing outside that we hear there right now. Okay, I think that's a message they're trying to send me, you know, about talking too much. But the Dell Tech thing is moving forward. We're trying to do that even more robustly, because one of the big pushes we have in Delaware here for the last year or two is to try to make better partnerships between our high schools, careers, higher ed, all that. So that is the big push, not just at Sussex Tech, but schools across the state. And so any partnerships that we can arrange between higher ed institutions and our high school institutions is a big push that we're trying to do. And there's a lot of money out there from private institutions and the federal and the state governments as well to try to get behind those initiatives, those efforts to get students, our high school students, trained to stay in state and take the jobs that we have here. So we're trying to keep as many partnerships forged as possible. And hence, that's, you know, what tonight's all about as well, at the advisory dinner coming up at 6 o'clock, all those partnerships we try to forge. And I don't know if Dr. Demme, we mentioned we had the PSAT here just last week. We actually had the PSAT and the PSAT NMSQT. That's quite a mouthful there. Everybody's heard of the PSAT, the prep test for the SAT itself, but the NMSQT is specific to juniors, a subset of juniors who typically are going for it's the qualifying test for scholarship and things of that nature, so that they can be considered with a certain score on that PSAT to be eligible for scholarship monies to go to higher ed. And so we gave that test last week to all of our freshmen, the PSAT, and a subset of our juniors. And that went very well. So kudos to our high school administration team who put that together, and the high school's teachers who execute that for us. In our particular case, it always seems to go swimmingly. And so they deserve all the credit for that, putting that together and making sure that runs smoothly for us. And at that point, I really am done with support services.
We can say, you know, as far as the PSAT, we had probably 98% tests, so that's remarkable. Mm-hmm. For schools to get that many students as tests. And the MSQT stands, basically, it's the National Merit Scholarship Scholar Test, so very prestigious. You know, you get the numbers on that, you become a national merit. I mean, that is some quality scholarship money for you and your family. So we had about 109.
Yeah, was it?
Juniors set for that exam as well. And one student that wanted to take the SAT didn't show up. So, no results there.
And we'll get those results back in the future, how our students do, but in typical fashion, you know, our students outpace most of the other schools outside of the charter schools in the state, as it was reported last time, too, at the previous board meeting. And I've been meeting individually with various departments. I met with the English department. I plan on meeting with math here very soon to share out their individual results there. And again, math did very well. Science did very well. So we have top scoring students in all of our high school assessments that we are required to give here. All right. Well, again, yeah, we're hearing a little bit of a holding pattern. He's just a couple of minutes away now. We're hopeful, you know. So, again, it seems like we're not trying to stall. I mean, but the way the order of a board meeting must go in order to even do something as routine as the approval of an agenda or minutes, it requires a full quorum here, and we're short of that currently. So we'll make sure that we speed things along here and can go to the next parts of the meeting. So. I imagine if anyone needed to, you know,
take a break outside. We have two restrooms in the hallways, one in the back hallway and in the front hallway. You could do so probably at this moment. There'll be nothing.
Even guitar?
He does. Just the items here. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. We can move to item 8 on here. I mean, it doesn't require any vote or anything. So the items of information, Honor Society inductions, it's noted, are on October 27th. In our gymnasium here, we have board doc training. Okay, so board members, you know, I'm excited for that to learn about that. It's the new platform, if you will, that will more conveniently, more accurately house our board minutes, our board agendas, and all things related to these kinds of meetings. That training is held on October 30th at 5 o'clock here in the afternoon. And lastly, the 2018 NSBA conference is going to be held April 7th through 9th in San Antonio. So those are all points of information. Welcome, Mr. Oliver.
Howdy.
You're a VIP. Give you a minute to get your breath. We're going to approve some agenda.
Let's rock.
We can move on from there. Like request a motion for approval of the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Request a motion to approve the minutes of the regular and executive sessions from the September 11th minute. Meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any discussion? Request a motion to approve the PO for professional services for new bleachers. This is a safety issue, the bleachers there. Request a motion for that.
So
aye. Make the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Request a motion to approve the monthly financial information that was presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Request a motion to go into executive session to discuss legal and personnel matters.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, our guest, this is, thank you for showing up. Not that we don't like you. Request a motion to reconvene in open session.
So moved.
Second.
Are those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was unanimous. I request a motion to adopt the rules of procedure for the conduct of termination proceedings as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. I request a motion to approve the personnel agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. I request a motion to authorize Dr. Denby and Dr. Sell to engage in contract termination negotiations with employee 062017-21.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
A discussion? Unanimous. I request a motion for issuance of intent to terminate employee 062017-03 for immorality, misconduct in office, incompetency, and neglect of duty. And to the extent for reasons for termination are not limited to the reasons identified in Title 14, Section 1420 for good and just cause. Counsel shall provide specific as to the basis for termination to counsel for employee 062017-03. Request a motion.
So moved.
Second, third. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? It was unanimous. Request a motion for issuance of intent to terminate employee 062017-02 for immorality, misconduct in office, and neglect of duty, and to the extent reasons for termination are not limited to the reasons identified in Title 14, Section 1420 for good and just cause. Counsel shall provide specifics as to the basis for termination to counsel for employee number 062017-02.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Unanimous. Request a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
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 That was unanimous. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your time.